WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
With Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow. Dan, Happy New Year, and we couldn't have started 2019 with a much better day, right?
That's right. Happy New Year to you and Patrick and everyone out there in radio land. Yesterday, we had 60s on thermometers about this time. This morning, a very different story with 30s across the Garden State this morning. Just a little chill in the air. It's not too bad this morning. High temperatures this afternoon, we're looking at lower 40s, so it's certainly a jacket day. Not terrible at all. It will be mostly cloudy to overcast, but we will stay dry for your big back-to-work and back-to-school Wednesday. Tonight, our next storm system rolls in. After midnight, we'll see showers and maybe some fog. Lows in the 30s for northern New Jersey, maybe north of 78, especially north of 80. There could be a wintry mix, maybe a coating of snow accumulation. For most of us, though, it's just a little bit of rain tonight through early tomorrow morning. Then breezy with afternoon sun tomorrow, highs upper 40s to lower 50s, and we'll be near 50 degrees on Friday with increasing clouds. Next rain moves in Saturday. Right now, Freehold 36, Millville 34, and West Windsor 32.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. Topping our news this hour as we begin 2019, lingering questions about the global economy are casting a shadow over the Garden State, but many experts believe the outlook is more positive than negative.
Rutgers economist James Hughes says as the new year begins, the Jersey economy continues to gain strength, with suburban office buildings and malls being transformed and repurposed and unemployment remaining low.
The new reality that emerged the past 2 years has been labor shortages, and help wanted signs are proliferating throughout the state.
He adds the Garden State will continue to benefit from increased economic activity in the Big Apple because we're in the gravitational field of New York City, and there's a definite spillover effect. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. It's going to stay dry again today, mostly cloudy, back to seasonably cool after a pretty warm day yesterday. Highs just lower 40s today. Tonight, showers and fog possible after midnight, overnight lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, early morning rain, some wintry mix, maybe even a coating of snow accumulation in far north Jersey. Breezy afternoon sun on Thursday, highs upper 40s to lower 50s, and then increasing clouds, mild once again for your end of the abbreviated work week on Friday. Complete details on the forecast straight ahead. Also coming up in our next segment, the latest on highway fatalities over this holiday weekend. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:06. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. After a very warm day, at least for January 1st yesterday, we're going to stay mostly cloudy and dry and seasonably cool today. Highs in the lower 40s for your Wednesday. Back to work, back to school. Tonight, showers and fog are possible after midnight. Overnight lows in the 30s, and then some rain, a little wintry mix, and possibly snow north early tomorrow. Two New Year's highway deaths we told you about at NJ1015.com. Now more details on one. A former wrestler for Paramus High School died early New Year's morning on the parkway in Ocean County. 21-year-old Alexander Sabahi left the road and struck a pole. An investigation continues. Donald Trump meet Monty Hall, the president tweeting, "Let's make a deal," in inviting congressional leaders to a White House briefing on border security as the partial government shutdown hits day 12 today. That briefing is at 3 p.m. New Jersey gets the worst grade possible in a new report from the Surf Rider Foundation, which examines states' readiness for extreme weather and climate change.
New Jersey gets an F when looking at the categories of coastal armoring, development, sea level rise, and sediment management. John Miller with Stevens Institute of Technology says that grade is a bit dramatic. There are regional planning projects underway. The state as a whole is working on a coastal resilience plan.
Some of the good things that New Jersey is doing is not necessarily getting enough credit.
New Jersey Sierra Club Director Jeff Tittle says more extreme measures need to be taken than pumping sand onto beaches.
We have streets and roads along the coast that actually need to be elevated. We have other areas. The houses that flood every time there's a storm should be bought out.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
In the opening hours of the new year, U.S. authorities fire tear gas into Mexico, turning back some 150 migrants trying to breach a border fence in Tijuana. The U.S. says the gas was used to deter rock throwers, not migrants, crossing, and that none of them experienced the effects. If you thought you might be charged with a crime, would you text a picture of the scene to a friend? That is what Hillsborough investigators say 34-year-old Patrick Hammond did, sharing an image of his ex-girlfriend's burning home. All residents survived, but Hammond is charged with arson. Fire officials and other authorities in Toms River continued to investigate a house fire in the Silverton section early on New Year's Day. Occupants escaped. The home was heavily damaged, a total loss, and one firefighter was injured at the scene. An Englewood man is under arrest after police say he robbed a home in Fairlawn and flipped his car following a police chase. This man saw the aftermath.
And to see a car in that shape, they had to be going pretty quick.
The homeowner was away but received a notification on his cell phone from his alarm system. He saw a masked man inside his home on surveillance video and called police. They then located 42-year-old Corey DeGroat's car and chased it into Glen Rock, where he struck a tree, flipping the car over. The owner of a Saddlebrook surgical facility is being personally sued by a patient. This is that center where state health officials revealed last week that thousands of people could have been exposed to viruses like HIV and several strains of hepatitis. Time on New Jersey's First News 509. An investigation is on this morning in Atlantic City following last night's shooting death of a 21-year-old man. Police responded to a car crash at Lincoln and Ohio Avenues and found the victim inside a car that had rolled through the intersection. He'd been shot several times. In Ventnor, in the early hours of the New Year, some kind of argument breaks out at a New Year's Eve party, leading to a shooting that's left one man hospitalized. The victim is a 26-year-old from Hillside, last reported in stable condition. Few other details are known. In Atlantic County, a new emergency alert system to notify residents about any pending disasters using their smartphone or computer. But County Network Administrator John Gary adds,
if you reside outside the county but have, say, a vacation home in Atlantic County, we would implore you to sign up for the alert.
County residents and non-residents can sign up at readyatlantic.org. Shoot me once, shame on you. Shoot me twice, shame on you again. A 19-year-old Atlantic City man is shot in separate incidents on consecutive days in Pleasantville. First Sunday, then a brief hospitalization, then again Monday. Arrests have been made, but motives remain unclear. We're hearing about what looks like an apparent suicide of a New Jersey man, his body found in the Ohio River in western Pennsylvania. 48-year-old Drew Camusa of Little Egg Harbor was a teacher at Southern Regional Middle School, but had been on medical leave for a year. How do you think Phil Murphy has done in his first year as governor? So far, he hasn't been able to push through his two biggest goals, legal pot and a $15 an hour minimum wage. But he was able to increase taxes for the very wealthiest New Jerseyans.
Ben Dworkin of the Institute for Public Policy and Citizenship at Rowan University gives Murphy a B- because he's been able to get some things accomplished, including paid family leave and additional gun control.
He has effectively ushered in the most progressive administration we've seen in Trenton in 50 years.
Patrick Murray of the Monmouth University Polling Institute, who also gives the governor a B-, says Murphy's biggest accomplishment so far is he's not Chris Christie.
The public seems to be giving him pretty good marks because he's really not a presence like Chris Christie was.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News coming up on 512. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow says we are going to have another dry day for the second day of this new year, but much colder than yesterday. Dan has an extended look at the forecast, and we'll recap our top stories next.
Jersey Radio.
The whole crew gets me out the door with just a good frame of mind and the things I want to know.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News 514. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow back with us. Dan, dry again today, but maybe not the case tomorrow.
Yeah, we've got two storm systems we're watching. The first one, no big deal. There could be some snowflakes, though, especially the further north you live, and we're going to get wet again as the first weekend of the new year approaches. For this morning, temperatures generally in the 30s across New Jersey. Not too bad out there. We do have a blanket of clouds overhead that's largely prevented us from getting any colder. So 30s this morning, and then we'll see lower 40s or so this afternoon. Pretty typical for early January, maybe a couple degrees above normal for this time of year. Skies will stay mostly cloudy to overcast, and as Patrick mentioned, we are going to stay dry today. But tonight, here comes our next storm system. Again, not a big thing. Showers and fog will move in after about midnight. Lows dip into the 30s. Now, for most of New Jersey, it's mid to upper 30s, above freezing, so it's just a cold rain and not very much at that. However, maybe north of Interstate 78 and probably north of Interstate 80, there could be some wintry mix, maybe even a coating of snow accumulation on the ground, but there's no models out there that are suggesting anything more than that. After the rain and snow comes to an end tomorrow morning, it'll be breezy with some sunshine poking through tomorrow afternoon. Highs upper 40s to lower 50s, and Friday also looking fairly mild with highs again near 50 degrees. Clouds will be on the increase on Friday, and that's ahead of our next storm system on Saturday. We are getting wet again. Chance for rain all day. Doesn't look that heavy yet, but we'll see how it evolves. Highs on Saturday in the 40s. Sunday looking good. good. Sun and clouds and highs in the 50s. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Lavery. Top stories on New Jersey's First News this morning. How is New Jersey's economy looking as we head into 2019? Depends on who you ask. We know of two deaths on Jersey roadways on New Year's, and details are emerging. In sports, Sixers win, Knicks lose, Flyers shut out by the Predators, Yankees sign former All-Star shortstop Troy Tulowitzki. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey. Fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your bus stop forecast for this Wednesday morning. Back to school, back to work, and back to reality today. A quiet weather day, although certainly cooler than yesterday. No more 60s. We'll see 40s this afternoon. Jacket weather for sure. Mostly cloudy and dry during the day. Showers and fog will move in late tonight after midnight. New Jersey First News Time, still 5:19.
Steve Trevelise.
I'm so happy to talk to you. Your station cheers me up.
Well, I don't care what I'm talking about. You call this radio station, I will stop and tell you a joke.
You know what? I would laugh every time.
Monday through Thursday evening, 7 to 11 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22 on this Wednesday morning. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow back after the bottom of the hour with your commuter weather. The State Department of Education says it's considering its options, which include an appeal, to counter an appeals court striking down the requirement for kids to pass two state exams before graduating high school. That could eventually kill the dreaded Park test. New Year's Eve marked a somber one-year anniversary in Long Branch. It was a year ago Monday night that a 16-year-old killed his parents, sister, and a family friend, allegedly, in a sudden rampage. We've caught up with a survivor, the grandfather of the suspect, at NJ1015.com. Support before, during, and after childbirth can do wonders for the health of the mom and, in turn, the new baby. For the first child, the fifth or the tenth, trained doulas throughout New Jersey are looking to help, and they're in demand more today than ever before.
When Jessica Kester searched for a doula 18 years ago, there were three in her area.
I would say that in the past few years, it has definitely increased.
The Parlin-based doula trainer says the medical community is more accepting of doulas these days. Postpartum doula Beth Salerno in Farmingdale says services like hers are needed in a country that doesn't do much for new moms, thrown from pregnancy to recovery and lactation in just a few moments.
The best analogy is if you're like driving down the highway going 65 and you just throw your car in reverse. It's just a tremendous amount of physical and emotional demands that require support and care.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey has gotten at least three bids from firms interested in constructing offshore wind energy projects off the Jersey shore. The state won't go into further detail about any of the proposals, but is looking for projects to power at least a half million homes. Last week, Acting Governor Sheila Oliver signed legislation to establish the New Jersey Caregiver Task Force, which will help identify and improve support services available to caregivers.
There are more than 1 million family caregivers in New Jersey who provide over $13 billion in unpaid care to their loved ones. Associate Advocacy Director at AARP New Jersey, Crystal McDonald, says with the number of caregivers on the decline,
we need this task force to help identify what services are available to caregivers and how can we improve and expand on that to make sure they can continue to do that good work.
And the task force is in charge of
not only researching what existing services are out there, but actually surveying caregivers on the ground to find out what supports do they need, what's working well, and what can be improved.
Jen Ursolo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
If you were looking to start the new year off with some extra cash in your coffers, you're out of luck in New Jersey, at least for now. The winning Mega Millions jackpot ticket for last night's drawing was sold in neighboring New York, a $425 million pot. A big win for NASA. Engineers reveal they successfully completed the farthest exploration in the history of humankind. The New Horizons spacecraft successfully flew past a mysterious object a billion miles past Pluto called Ultima Thule. This staff says it's a great start to the new year.
I don't know about all of you, but I'm really liking this 2019 thing so far.
And NASA says Ultima's surface will reveal a lot about the history of our solar system. 5:26 on New Jersey's First News. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's commuter weather says cooler today than yesterday, but remaining dry. Dan will have more on the bottom of the hour and also coming up at 5:30, checking New Jersey's economy at the start of a new year. Business news is next.
New Jersey 101.5.
5:28 on New Jersey's First News. As we check business, Asian stock markets tumbled Wednesday as 2019 trading began after surveys showed Chinese manufacturing weakening. Surveys by China's government and a major business magazine showed activity weakened in December as global and domestic demand cooled. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander. Sergio Bajau is at the editor's desk, and our news director is Annette Petrocioni.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.